This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to join us here on the radio waves. We'll give you the numbers and the Skype here in moments. If you've got comments on the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve, the bust that we thankfully were made aware of last night by one of our listeners. It happened in the very final hour of Free Talk Live, and obviously the details at that time were fairly, well, minimal. We knew that there had been some shots fired at that time. We did not know that someone had died. It turns out one guy did die, and we do have more information about who he was, Lavoie Finicum. In addition to that, 8 people have been arrested. Last night we thought there were 4 people who were arrested, but it turns out they actually made arrests not just at the pullover, because they pulled over some of the occupiers from the Federal Wildlife Reserve as they were driving to another town for some sort of meeting. They pulled them over, and that's where the shootout happened, or the alleged shootout. From what we were told, or what we've understood,
shots were fired.
Right.
We don't know how many shots or which
side
fired more than one shot.
The claim is Lavoie had his hands up.
That's the claim by the occupiers,
right,
is that the guy who was shot to death was standing with his hands up. So, you know, we're going to tell you more about that here as we go on. But in addition, there were 4 people who we thought last night. Now there are 8. It turns out what they did was they actually went after people who had left. So the one guy, I don't know if you remember this, but when this situation first started, there was a 15-minute long video that a guy recorded in his truck as he was kind of heading up there, or maybe after, just as he'd arrived. And he was basically, it sounded like he was saying goodbye to his family. I mean, he sounded like he was ready to die in defense of this movement of the occupying of this particular wildlife reserve in Oregon. And he was one of the people who was arrested, but they got him after he had already, so he left, apparently, the reserve before the feds cracked down. Coincidence? I don't know. But he left the reserve, and then they went after him in Arizona. We'll tell you more about all of that, but we're going to go straight to your calls and thoughts. In fact, John is on the line in Carson City, Nevada. Now, John's the guy who called a couple of nights ago to let us know that, I think it was the Sunday night show, to let us know that you and your wife had actually gone and traveled from Nevada to the wildlife refuge where you met many of these people, John. And so thank you for calling in tonight. Go ahead and share your thoughts.
Thanks. That's right. That characterizes my call. I think you've already touched on one of the key points. I think Daryl already did when the reports out that shots were fired. But as I comb over these reports, I cannot find a single person, either from law enforcement or from the occupier movement, who has said that the occupiers fired any shots. So I'm pretty sure that they fired 0 shots. And the FBI is trying to keep it vague so people will read things in and call this a shootout or a firefight. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's really a firefight if only one side is shooting.
Right, right. So you've obviously been paying close attention to this, as you are someone who's gone to this location. Your thoughts on what has transpired in the last 24 hours with the feds rounding up not only the guys from the trip last night, but also going after people, at least one person, in a different location in Arizona?
I believe there were at least 3 people picked up who were arrested in other locations. The guy you were talking about may have turned himself into police when they put out a warrant on him. They also arrested Pete Santilli, who has been doing round-the-clock YouTube reporting out of there. He has not been an occupier per se, although he's extremely sympathetic with them. He has not been staying at the refuge. He's been staying in town at the same hotel we stayed at.
Interesting.
And he has been doing incredible reporting, and frankly, if he wasn't arrested, he would be wreaking havoc with their story today as one of the most effective communicators on the scene.
Now, you had told, I think somebody had said last night, very toward the very end of the show, we had heard that this Pete Santilli, who is sort of the only independent media who's really been making a splash down there, he was arrested at the hospital. Isn't that right?
Yes, he went in to see, because I'm guessing that was the hospital that Ryan Bundy was taken to, because I believe it was originally reported that he was shot, but maybe he was just hurt with shrapnel. So I assume that Santilli was down there trying to find out what was going on with Ryan Bundy, and they arrested him, and he has been charged with exactly the same charges as the Bundys.
And the charge in this case is conspiracy to impede or injure a federal officer.
Yes. I believe that most of what they have on them comes down to what I call smack talk, and that is talk where people talk about shooting back at cops in self defense. Okay, so there is a certain amount of that talk.
People
that
do that
around. Excuse me.
Does the people do that?
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
I would say like one of your friends, Christopher Cantwell, is notable for smack talk. There has been, you know, documented talk by people there, probably Lavoie Finicum, among others, who have said that they would shoot it out in self-defense with police if police pointed guns at them. So I believe that is most of what they have against the people they arrested. It's just talk, smack talk.
Yeah, so I find myself wondering, you know, what is it that they're going after them for? I don't think there's yet an indictment that has been made available. I looked for one briefly. I was unable to find it. And obviously, whatever the federal indictment is against these guys would reveal more information about exactly what are they suggesting is the conspiracy to impede. And hopefully we'll learn more about that because, I mean, it seems that... Is it the fact that they were just simply there? Is it the smack talk? You know, is it that they were occupying this place so that, therefore, the federal agents couldn't go to work? Was that the impediment?
As I understand, the place was winterized and shut down. Much of the concern, as I saw...
Well, they were planning to stay there for years, apparently.
I mean, you can't really claim that they're keeping somebody from going to work if the person wasn't going to go to work until March.
Well, if they're saying we're going to be here for years, then that, you know, I don't know. It seems like a flimsy case. Maybe John's correct in his speculation. Or worst case scenario, they had a confidential informant on the inside who was...
I'm sure they did.
Who was talking about, you know, some sort of violent action against the feds and managed to get people to agree to it, in which case that would look pretty bad for them if that did occur. So we don't know what's going to happen here at this point, but we do know they've made, I think it's 8 arrests, and there's one dead body at this point. And there are still people in the wildlife reserve, by the way. You know, this is another aspect to the story. The feds obviously want them out, and at this point now it sounds like they are hunkering down, and they're going to make a stand.
Oh, please don't let this be another wake up.
You can see live stream reports by one of the occupiers down there. His YouTube channel is Defend Your Base, and he's doing regular live stream reports of what's going on there. It sounds like there's at least one person who has left today, and there may be a trickle of other people leaving. Sounds like one of the guys left, got into town, and called back and said, they will let you go if you leave now. They'll let you go free if you leave now and you have no felonies on your record. So some people may be strictly...
Why would they let the people that are occupying go when they've made 8 other arrests of everyone else who's left?
Well, I can't explain that to you.
So we never know who the confidential informants are at this point in the game. There's a chance that whoever that person is that left and then called back later could have been one of the confidential informants. Like, yeah, everybody, just go ahead and take off. You guys will be just fine. And then they're waiting for everybody else to leave so they can pick them off as they're driving away. Because what the feds obviously don't want to do
is storm the place.
It's storm the place and have a head-on confrontation against men and women who are at this point ready to die and are hunkered down, ready for a fight. They know something's going to come because something already did come against some of their friends.
Right. When you talk about ancient battles, people didn't die on the front lines fighting each other with shields and swords. They died when they turned and ran and then got chased after in a rout.
Stand by, John. It sounded like you had more to say. If you want to share that, stand by. We'll come back to you, and you can share your thoughts with us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve thing, it continues to develop, and we'll follow it. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Share your thoughts with us. Can be on the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve, the beginnings of what may be a wider crackdown. They've taken out the what they perceive to be as the leaders of the organization, if you want to call it an organization. It is seems to be a loose-knit group of individuals who've come together for the same purpose, which is to occupy this federal land in protest. For those who, you know, might have lost sight of the original reason for this, it was in protest of the federal government putting men in prison because they set some brush fires on some property in an attempt to sort of control other fires, from what I understand. So anyway, that was ridiculous what they did to those poor guys, the Hammonds, and they're sitting in prison now on a 5-year sentence. So that's why these folks went to this land to protest in the first place, with the intention of ostensibly staying there for years. Well, the federal government wasn't going to let that fly, and it's now been a few weeks. It's been about 25 days, I think, at this point. Since
they moved in on January 2nd.
Yeah, and it's now the 27th as we're performing this program. And last night they swung in and snagged about four guys, I think it was, four or five people, as they were traveling from the wildlife refuge to a nearby town for some kind of meeting. So they managed to pick them off, and then they picked off a few others in various other locations. So they've yet to actually do a raid on the refuge itself, and it sounds like they certainly don't want to. They've now, obviously, the people at the refuge have gotten word of what's happened, and they are now streaming live video, not quite around the clock, but pretty constantly. So they still have an internet connection. They still have power out there, and they are doing their best, I think, to inform people of their current status. So we'll follow up with all of that here. We've actually got John in Carson City, Nevada, on the line with us, and we'll tell you more about the guy they actually shot last night, shot to death, apparently, in last night's arrests. But first, I do want you to know about how you can get some great business cards at an amazing price. 500 business cards from Vistaprint.com. You get them for just $9.99. Now, that's the starting price. You can always upgrade the quality, like go to a thicker stock or add a brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. But one thing's for sure about Vistaprint, it's super easy to personalize your business cards. You can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. And if you need more than just business cards, how about postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations? They've got it. Whatever you need for your small business, your home-based business, Vistaprint is the place to go. So whether you're just starting out with your business or you just need a reload on some business cards, go to Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL, and you'll get those 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing, which is a fantastic deal. So go to Vistaprint.com, and don't forget to use code FTL. As we get back to John in Carson City, Nevada. John, you actually went there with your wife. You went to the Federal Wildlife Refuge in Oregon a few bit. What? How long ago was it? Last week? When were you there?
It was actually 13 days ago right now.
Okay. And you said that when you were there, there were, a few dozen folks, maybe like three dozen people there?
I said 30 to 50. It was very difficult to tell because there are lots of buildings, and we have no idea what fraction of the people we saw.
So they're down eight people at this point. One man is dead. There are eight who have been arrested. I guess they're down nine at this point. So there still may be as many as two dozen folks occupying this refuge. Were there children present?
I heard that. Last night I heard on the live feed that all of the children had left the premises. There is one pregnant woman there, as of last night.
And so we don't know what's going to happen here. Apparently the federal government has told the people at the refuge that they need to leave, and rumor has it that they can leave without issue, but that's just a rumor from somebody who has allegedly left and then somehow contacted the refuge back to let them know, hey, you'll be fine if you just leave now. Of course, whether or not that's just it's just an excuse to draw them out. So
they were sitting there with a gun to their head when they said it. You don't know.
So it could be an excuse to draw them out so they'll separate and be easier to pick off.
And that seems what they've been doing is waiting until somebody separates and then they pick them off.
That's what they've
because
done.
About a week ago, there was somebody that wound up getting briefly arrested for using one of the Park Service vehicles to go into town to buy some supplies. and he was cited for illegal use of federal property or something.
Sounds legit.
For using the wildlife vehicle. So, and I also saw them. Go ahead, John.
Let me point this out. Ammon Bundy is the leader there, and he was their prime target. And you can look at Pete Santilli's feed. On Thursday, Ammon Bundy went out and presented himself to the FBI at the at their camp at the airport, at their center at the airport. He went out there, presented himself to them. He had a plainclothes FBI agent on each side of him while he spoke with a negotiator over the phone. The negotiator declined to come out and speak to Ammon Bundy face-to-face. But there he was right on their doorstep where they could easily, if they had FBI guys on both sides of him, they could easily have taken him peacefully. So there was no need to, you know, to take them in a road encounter.
Well, the conspiracy theory on this is that he was going to meet with some local sheriff that has become rather, you know, like he's sort of agreeing with the occupiers. And
I believe that's totally true, and I believe that's like well known. I believe that's what they said they were going there for, yes.
Yeah, and that, you know, and it's difficult to know what the facts are in this case, but I tend to believe it is this what you say is true, and I know I believe what you say to be true is that he was in the hands of the FBI just a few days ago. Why would they change their tune? Well, because the political landscape is changing, which is to say that some local officials are beginning to say, you know what, this is bullcrap, and you know, there's a lot of lies floating around, and at some point or another, those lies are going to come to light. One of the main lies being that that's gotten so many people whipped up is that these occupiers are messing with relics at the local location. But, you know, you saw with your own eyes that the boxes with relics still had dust on them. They were untouched.
So another
sister-in-law's report, yeah.
Another conspiracy theory, John, is that Ammon Bundy is the confidential informant, that he is an undercover federal agent, and that he organized all this so the feds could take people down. What do you think about that one?
That seems absurd. I think the FBI is in a very precarious situation at this point where they have shot and killed a guy who was possibly unarmed, probably had his arms over his head, and no shots were fired by the occupiers. No shots have been fired by the occupiers anywhere as far as I know. And I think that that the FBI would like to engage, they would like to get some shots out of the occupiers who are still at the refuge center. They'd like to get some shots out of them to round out their story, to prove how dangerous they are. So,
well, yeah, all it takes is one person to shoot, and then, you know, it could be a total bloodbath at that point.
And it, totally
it may very well be the confidential informant who fires the first shot.
And remember, and Ian, when this thing first started happening, I said they might even wait until one of the guys goes hunting, and, he fired his weapon. Doesn't matter that he was, you know, shooting at some food.
And if there's no video around, and I suspect there wasn't anything recorded last night, then it's going to be the Fed's word versus the dead guy.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call, John. I appreciate
thanks,
the information here tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the guy who is now dead, the one of the several who've been arrested. He's dead. We'll tell you about him.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may join us on the radio here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More coming up about Lavoy Finicum. He's the Oregon occupier who is now occupying the ground. Maybe they buried him. I don't know. He's dead at this point. He died last night in a shooting. They have been claiming now that I saw a claim just a moment ago that they shot him 120 times.
Wow.
Now, again, there are also claims that he had his hands up before they shot him, but if no one recorded video, then it's going to be the claims of the occupiers versus the claims of the federal agents.
Well, the funny thing about gunfights, the way they tend to go, is that if people have guns out, somebody's liable to pull a trigger just by nerves or something. Once a gun is fired, then everybody starts shooting.
Right.
And oftentimes, many times, what happens is that only one side, in this case, usually the police, only one side, only the police have guns out because they're holding people, and then one of them shoots, and then the rest of them shoot, and then
they unload their clips, they reload, and then they unload that one.
Well, that has happened, usually.
That's happened more than once.
Well, usually as they're putting another clip in, they're trying to figure out who's shooting, and they get it's usually only one clip, but I wouldn't doubt for a second that they had enough agents on site to put 120 holes in this guy.
So if you want to join the conversation here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, yes, you guys were incorrectly using the term clip. You think you mean magazine. The magazine is the thing that holds the bullets and goes into the gun. Let's go to your calls, though. You can bring up anything. You don't have to talk about the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve situation, which continues to develop, by the way, because there are probably at least a couple dozen people that are still there, and now they appear to be preparing for an inevitable, or what they believe to be inevitable, assault by the federal government. Let's go, though, first to Joe, listening in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, I just want to talk about something else, but since this was brought up, yesterday, six policemen were fired for shooting 140 times 4 years ago and killing two unarmed people. I don't know if you saw that on the news. And that
where was this?
Cleveland. In Cleveland.
Okay.
They shot, the car backfired, and so the policemen thought they were shooting at them.
Oh, jeez.
From a car, and they shot 140 times. The people went to court on it, and they were dismissed. And how that ever happened, being dismissed, is crazy. But the they finally fired them yesterday, and it's listed under Cleveland cop shoot two unarmed people.
So they got fired after unnecessarily murdering a couple of people. That's the punishment.
It took them 4 years to get fired.
No criminal charges, just a firing.
Right. Well, what's important here is that that we look at this. What would it be like if the average person, somebody who has a concealed carry permit, shot a couple of people because their car backfired? That's the question you have to ask.
Oh, yeah.
That's the yardstick that we should use to measure, by which to measure police action. What if normal people that are not imbued with the glorious power of the state, that do not have shiny little pieces of metal on their chest, that are not glorious saviors, if normal people do it, what would it be like? Because at that point, then we can see, turns out being scared isn't an excuse.
If a normal person fired one shot, there would be repercussions.
Yeah,
sure. It's illegal to fire a gun.
Six of them fired one shot each, which would be six shots, there would be repercussions. These police fired a total of 147 shots,
give or take.
Michael, his last name is spelled B-R-E-L-O. He fired 40 times himself.
Wow. Yeah, you've got to reload a couple times
to do that.
And he was let go of voluntary manslaughter. And he was just found innocent last year, but he ended up getting fired. You would have thought he'd been, and he probably was on unpaid leave, which is the craziest thing I've ever heard, is paying somebody not come to work.
You mean he was on paid leave?
Right, paid leave. Yeah.
That's pretty common.
Crazy, just crazy. But what I called about is,
yes, sir.
I try and keep up with the team on the Free State Project, and I noticed you and Daryl went and in front of I don't know, a legislative committee on people going to jury duty, and my understanding they were trying to make it read some type of law or something.
Can the Constitution? There was a proposal.
I was not at that hearing.
Right. He's referring to a video wherein there is both you and I appearing in front of various different committees. You actually only appear in front of one committee in the video, but you're in the beginning of the video, so it might appear as though you were there throughout. But the issue he's referring to is a proposed law, a proposed statute that would mandate that all jury attendees, people who might be selected for a jury, would have to read the New Hampshire Constitution. And I actually argued against that for the most part, because I think that it would whittle down the jury pool to hardly anyone at all that would be qualified. And if they would have to then, if because most of the people walking into a jury selection have not read the Constitution.
Right.
So if they then are told, well, you need to read the Constitution so you can be on the jury, then that's like busy work, and they're not going to appreciate it. They're not going to absorb what it is that they've read. Even if you test them on it, it's still not going to be something they value. It's like a forced education thing, and I didn't like being forced to learn things in school, and this would be no different.
I would say that I've read most of the New Hampshire Constitution. I've not read every single word of some of the boring stuff.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, if you're going to make some jurors read something from the Constitution, limit it to the Bill of Rights. But I still think that even in that case, it would be a busy work kind of thing, and it would be looked down upon by those potential jurors. I understand. Go ahead.
When are they wanting to read it? Before they come? Or I mean,
it's not clear.
Homework beforehand? Or are they doing waiting to be called? Because that's not going to be an easy task.
No. No, it would not.
Are they paid to do that? Or are they going to have to take a test after? Because when I was in school, I acted a lot of times like I was reading something. I didn't read nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, can they just swear that they've read the Constitution? In which case, you know, that would bypass a lot of the frustration, but it wouldn't accomplish what the author of the legislation wanted to accomplish. And no, Joe, we did not have details as far as when they would have had to have read said Constitution, but it would seem like that most of them have not read it at all, so therefore if they were immediately disqualified because of that, you'd have no one being able to be selected for a jury. So it would make sense in this crazy proposal for them to have to read it there at the courthouse, but even then, that's still a ridiculous thing to ask a juror to do, and it would just create resentment in the juror's mind towards probably the things they were reading. I don't think that's the right way to approach things at all. If we're gonna have people read something in their jury duty, it should be the information about jury nullification. But even then, I wouldn't require it.
Right. What's the chance of that passing?
I doubt it.
I'd say somewhere between slim and none.
Okay. Hey, so kindly have a blessing.
Joe, thank you, brother. I appreciate your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that was actually proposed by a listener of ours and a Free Talk Live supporter and a Free State Project early mover, Mike Sylvia, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
And we never
representative.
Really, yeah, a state representative. We never really had a chance to talk to Mike and ask him, like, what was his intention behind this? Did he really want this to be the case? Because I understand, like, the idea of you want jurors to know their rights, you want jurors to know the Constitution. I understand why you'd want that, but I don't think that was the right way to go about doing it.
I agree.
Anyway, you can share your thoughts with us. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about the Lavoie Finicum. This is the guy who was shot to death yesterday evening, just outside, apparently, of the Malheur National Wildlife Preserve. Now, this story coming from rawstory.com.
We got an update here. According to this, the FBI has ordered media to leave that location.
I have that story as well, so we'll get into that. The Oregon militant who gained fame for conducting a TV interview from beneath the blue tarp was shot and killed by law enforcement officers. The Arizona rancher, who was caring for 11 foster children with his wife, vowed at the start of the occupation that he was willing to die for his interpretation of the U.S. Constitution. And apparently, he did. We'll tell you more about him.
Perhaps with his hands up and while still being shot on the ground. Those are the reports.
Those are the allegations. We've yet to see the government's side of the story or any kind of video evidence that might be objective in this case. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do that. You can also bring up anything. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Once again, you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username, lrn.fm. Your comments welcome on the Malheur Federal Wildlife Reserve. What is happening there with, there's still some occupiers. There's still maybe a couple dozen folks there. We'll tell you what the latest is. Apparently, the federal government has set up checkpoints surrounding the preserve, and they are, according to a report at katu.com, they are going to be checking people who attempt to go through those checkpoints. They will be demanding that they submit to a search. And according to the story here, the checkpoints came out of an abundance of caution. Authorities arrested the leaders of the small group, blah, 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 as we already know. The FBI said Wednesday anyone leaving the refuge will have to show identification and submit to a vehicle search. Now, I don't know how...
To leave.
Yeah, I don't know how legal that is. How is it that if you have a right to privacy or whatever, that you'd have to submit to a vehicle search by the federal government?
If they're trespassing, then... at that point, they're committing, at the very least, a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, the rights, it's reasonable that they're trespassing, right?
Is it a trespass to go to a federal property and then leave it?
I don't know the answer to that, but, popping open the doors of the... At this point, it is reasonable to assume that everybody who's leaving there has been in these buildings. This is just my understanding of it. I could be wrong, and please call in and correct me at 855-450-3733. But it would be reasonable for a law enforcement officer to presume that anybody leaving that area has been inside, burglarized... property. I mean, something has to have been...
You're assuming that it's burglary to go into a federal building that is vacant on a federal park that apparently people have the right to use.
I am assuming that.
If someone broke into that building, it was only one person. It wasn't the entire group of them.
Yeah, but if I go, Ian, if the three of us go to the house next door,
yeah,
and you bust open the door and we three go in, which ones of us are burglars?
Well, I mean, I can see where you're coming from on that, but the house next door is private property.
By the way, you have to take something for it to be burglar.
The house next door is private property. We're talking about federal land.
I understand that. The federal government sees its property as its own.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. The FBI claims, apparently, according to KATU.com, that only ranchers who live in the area that surrounds the preserve will be allowed to pass the checkpoints. Now, does that mean...
What? So they're telling everybody, you have to leave, but if you don't live within an area where we can basically throw a rock onto your property, we're not letting you leave.
Well, no, I think, now, if you read between the lines here, and it's not clear, so I'm speculating a little bit, if they're searching and stopping every vehicle, and they're going to let the ranchers pass the checkpoints, doesn't that suggest that everyone else will be arrested?
It could
or
be.
Or killed. Well, they're probably not going to shoot everyone that
comes
out of
there. Maybe what pass means. Remember, you're reading someone's
a report of what the feds said.
Right.
Yes.
Interpretation of what the feds have said.
I'm saying I'm speculating.
So it could just as easily mean that, the ones that can travel in this area are the ones that have business in this area.
Yeah.
And law enforcement does this stuff on a relatively regular basis. Whenever there's some kind of emergency, no, you can't come through here. You can talk all you want, but you can't come through. I mean, I, as a firefighter, sometimes stop motor vehicles from passing down state roads that normally they would have the right to pass down because there's a flaming wreck in front of them and they aren't allowed to go. And they can huff and gruff and do all they want, but they're not going to go.
Lavoie Finicum is the man who is now dead, one of the occupiers who died last night from gunshot wounds allegedly delivered to him by federal agents. The Arizona rancher, according to RawStory.com, was caring for 11 foster children with his wife. He vowed at the
Sounds
start
like a terrible man, right?
He vowed at the start of the occupation that he was willing to die for his interpretation of the U.S. Constitution. Finicum said in a widely viewed TV interview with a rifle on his lap, quote, "I've been raised in the country all my life. I love dearly to feel the wind on my face, to see the sun rise, to see the moon. I have no intention of spending any of my days in a concrete box." And so there is apparently an interview here with him that MSNBC conducted. Whether we'll be able to share that with you or not, we'll find out. But first, let's go to Will, listening in Cincinnati. There's a lot to talk about here, including the FBI apparently directing the media to leave the area. Now, that's usually not a good sign when they're trying to clear the media out, because that would mean that there would be no accountability for what happens next. But let's go to Will in Cincinnati. Go ahead, sir.
Well, hey, how you doing tonight?
Hey, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, so I'm out here in Cincinnati where Mr. Santilli's from, and our local media, as far as the radio is concerned, they're saying he wanted to work for them and they couldn't hire him because he was on the terrorist watch list.
This is Pete Santilli, who is the independent journalist who was apparently arrested along with several others from the wildlife refuge last night. He was not with the group that was arrested, but they arrested him outside of the hospital.
Well, correct. We're talking about the same person.
Yeah, Pete Santilli.
What I'm telling you is that they're painting him out to be this extremist and all that. I've listened to the show. I mean, we know he's not a we know he's not a terrorist. But what I'm saying is, it's game on, a full blitz. They're using everything they got at this point, guys. You know what I mean? It's they're going for broke because. For them to be painting him out to be a terrorist, obviously, then we're all next going to be labeled terrorists,
Well, the federal government has labeled people who believe in the Constitution terrorists on more than one occasion.
And that's part of it, because they're even sitting there having rants for about, 5 to 15 minutes, just blasting on the Constitution as if that's something funny to be doing. That's actually part of why I called the light.
So who's ranting on the Constitution?
I'm talking about on 700 WLW on the big one, Clear Channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just like, you know, the Constitution. You're talking about things that don't even. Why are we talking about this? This isn't relevant anymore, you know. And just absolutely scoffing. And I'm sitting here having to listen to it. And you know, I can't bring it up. I can't talk about this at work. I'll lose my freaking job. You know what I mean? And you know, it's just.
It's frustrating. Yep. They're probably right. The Constitution isn't relevant anymore. But
yeah. I mean, it is pretty much a dead letter at this point, although I understand why that, you know, that's frustrating.
Right.
To people.
It's the rules of the game. It's just that they don't follow the rules of the game anymore.
Right.
They've not followed the rules of the game for so long.
On my lifetime.
That they, you know, that at this point it's a joke that they don't follow the rules of the game.
It would be akin to trying to enforce the original rules of football in the upcoming Super Bowl.
Yep.
And say, you're not following the rules. Well, the rules have been changed so broadly over the last 100 and some odd years to where it's not even recognizable.
Yeah, but the rules, at least in football, are written down in when you're talking about constitutional law and even statutes. You don't even know what the rules are because there are A, so many of them, and B, they interpret them any way they want.
Yes. Will, was there more you wanted to share? Go ahead.
You know what? I'll leave you with this. I guess I think it was Orwell that said it. I guess he said it. The time will come when it'll be the duty of intelligent men to restate the obvious. And I believe we're there, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Will. I appreciate it.
Truth is treason in the empire of lies. I don't know what to say at this point. To some extent, it just feels like it's too far gone.
Well, yeah, there's no hope for the federal government. I mean, I think anybody on this show would agree with that statement. But a lot of people in the United States still seem to think they can save the federal government by voting for some presidential candidate who's going to bring some new kind of change, because Barack Obama's change didn't work out.
There are 4.2 million federal employees. You get to vote for 5 of them. And you think that you're going to have some kind of effect on this organization. And that's it.
No, doesn't work out that way.
Yeah.
But if you want to have an effect.
Voting is mathematically insignificant.
At the federal level,
the federal government claims to be rulers of the world. I don't know what's going to stop them. It seems like they have to spend themselves into insolvency.
So a solution for those who actually care about freedom and liberty is, of course, to join the Free State Project, which is at 98% of its goal of 20,000 people who love the ideas of liberty, who are willing to do something about it. Now, I'm not talking about take over some federal property with guns. I understand why those folks did that.
Well, I would also point out that did, from what we can tell, today, it did nothing.
That's what I'm saying. I don't support that tactic. I understand why they did it. I don't think they're wrong for doing it.
Yep.
I think they're within their rights to occupy public land like that. I just wouldn't do it myself. I don't think it's going to be an effective tactic. And as we've seen now, one person is dead, and there are still a couple dozen more who are inside this wildlife refuge. And we don't know what's going to happen to them if they leave. We know the media has apparently been ordered to leave. So we don't know what's going to happen to them if they stay. But it's probably not going to be good any way you slice it. It's Free Talk Live.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.